In this video, I'm excited to explain the Truffle Suite. The Truffle Suite provides tools to make your life as a blockchain developer easier. The Truffle Suite includes Truffle Teams, Truffle, Ganache, and Drizzle. And maybe you can sense the theme they were going for here with this naming convention. So in this video, what I will do is describe the latter three suite members and how to get started using them. Let's head over to trufflesuite.com to get started. First, I'm going to go and click on Suite and head over to Truffle. Truffle is the most popular development framework for Ethereum. And you can see here, it's going to make your life a lot easier. I'll demonstrate this in just a moment. But all you need to get started is the Node Package Manager, which typically comes installed with Node.js. Next, I'll head over to Ganache. Ganache is part of the Truffle Suite and introduces a very realistic public ledger experience without having to incur real gas cost. It also has tools for exploring the transactions, communication, and more. With Ganache, you can quickly fire up a personal Ethereum blockchain, and it represents a blockchain of one. So it helps really to mimic the reality of, you know, your public blockchain before actually going live. The Ganache client UI can be downloaded from here, and all you have to do is select the download button. This, of course, shows for macOS, which is the operating system I'm using, but this will show whatever operating system that you're using, or you can go to another OS download to find the version for you. And then there's Drizzle. Drizzle is a collection of front-end libraries that make writing dApps or decentralized apps easier and more predictable. This provides a nice way to help build and streamline front-end applications. Drizzle can easily be installed with the Node Package Manager as well. So next, what I want to do is to actually do a quick demo. And what I'm going to do is focus my attention particularly on Truffle. So I want to install Truffle, and then I also just want to show what you can do and explore with Truffle. I'm going to go ahead and copy this npm statement since I'm going to need that to install Truffle in my terminal. And next, what I'd like to do is to focus my attention on the terminal itself. So I'm in a projects directory, and what I'm going to do here is create a new project. So to do that, I can type make dir, and I'm going to call this Truffle test. And let's go ahead and see the Truffle test following that. So then once I'm at Truffle test, what I can do here is copy that install statement that I copied from trufflesuite.com. So this will install Truffle for me. So I copy that, paste, and then sit back and wait for this installation to be finished. This will typically take a few moments. And then once it's installed successfully, what I can do in this project is go ahead and say Truffle init to initialize this project as a Truffle project. And right off the bat, you'll notice that I'm able to use Truffle just by specifying this Truffle keyword. So here I see information about this installation. It was preparing to download box. It was downloading, cleaning up temporary files, and set up the box. And so there I have it. I have a Truffle project ready to go. And if I just type the keyword Truffle again, I can see all of the commands that I can use with Truffle, from building, compiling, deploying, migrating, testing, and more. So there's really a lot that I can do here. And let me just try out a Truffle build to get started, for example. You're always going to want to make sure that your project builds, so it doesn't hurt to do this as many times as you like. And here you'll notice that no build configuration was found, so that's something that I want to address as I get started with this project. But here I see that my contracts are compiling, that there is this contract it's compiling, and that it was compiled successfully. So that easy. And if I do an ls on this directory, you might be asking, for example, what were we even compiling? So I should point out that what Truffle init does is create right off the bat lots of different things for me to get started. So I have this build folder now that I've actually run build that was just generated. I have a contracts folder with a sample contract, a migrations folder with a sample migration, a test folder. I also have a truffleconfig.js file. And so that's where I can really specify a lot of information about my project and any dependencies that it requires. So that's a little bit about getting started with Truffle. I'm going to head back over to the website just to show off a couple more things. So if you're asking, how can I learn and explore more about what Truffle has to offer? First, you can just explore the documentation. So there is really helpful documentation at trufflesuite.com/docs. So for whatever product suite that we want to use, Truffle, Ganache, Drizzle, even learn more about Teams, we can come here and really search for lots of tutorials and information about how to get started. There's also a whole nother tutorials section at trufflesuite.com/tutorials. And there's really helpful step-by-step instructions about how you can do lots of different things with the Truffle Suite. The last thing I want to point out here is boxes. So boxes are really helpful boilerplates that allow you to focus on what, you know, makes your app unique. So you can really start to explore some of these boxes in here, and we'll right off the bat kind of give you fully built out projects that you can work with and interact with. So to learn more, definitely come to trufflesuite.com and start exploring and building on your own.